Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Hey, welcome back. You know, when I bought my second condo here in Vancouver, it just is like gut-wrenching. The amount of money that you have to borrow from the bank just for a stupid little tiny glass box, right? But Eric, you know, when we renewed our mortgage and we got a pretty good rate because the interest rates have been really low. And so this was our strategy. And I don't know if it was a wise one, but we figured we're never going to really pay this off. We're going to continue to pay kind of a semi-minimal a weekly payment on our mortgage, because at some point we're just going to sell the darn thing and use the, you know, the money, the equity to rent or whatever, instead of giving it all to the bank right now. So that was the plan until we got our mortgage documents the other day. And I was looking at them and I showed them to my husband. I was like, look at that. We had paid almost as much in interest as we had paid on the principal. In fact, I think we paid more interest, but it was pretty darn close. And I said, that's highway robbery, for God's sakes. And that's what super low interest rates.
That's totally chuggy, Linda. I'm so jealous of you having a mortgage, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't want to deal with all this stuff that you have to deal with.
You don't want to owe the bank a ton of money.
No.
You know, our next guest is probably going to tell me I'm stupid. I don't know, but he's sort of, when we had Peter Soshecki on last week, who is a registered financial planner and president of the Everything Financial Group, he alluded to the fact that you can actually make the interest on your mortgage tax deductible. And I was like, what? I've never heard that before. So Peter is joining us now. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Linda, how are you doing today?
Good. First of all, am I not wise?
I would never say that other word to you that you just said. But there is other ways to do this. And it takes a lot to go through, but we're going to try and hit a few of the highlights today just to get people intrigued enough to maybe look up the rest of the information. But yes, there is a way. I mean, it's your biggest asset. It's also your biggest expense, even with low interest rates, as you saw in your mortgage statement. So why not get to tax deduct that interest and lower how much tax you pay? Take those tax savings and pay down your mortgage even faster. And I have some info that will astonish you on how much faster you can pay.
Okay, walk me through it, because I've never even heard of this.
Well, there's a couple ways to do it, but one way to do it is simple. So say you have money just sitting in an account, what's called a taxable or commonly referred to as a non-registered account. So not a TFSA or not an RSP. And you have money sitting there. You can put that money against your mortgage. Then there's this magic 31-day rule by the government, by CRA. You leave the money on deposit for 31 days against your mortgage. After 31 days, you can borrow that money back out of your mortgage. You can invest it. All the interest on that portion of your mortgage is now tax deductible. And there's other tax deductions that are created along with that as well. But all of a sudden, you've got the same payment. Your money's invested making money. Maybe you're getting only 5%, but that's okay. And your mortgage that you're paying 2 or 3 on is now tax deductible. Take those tax savings. You can knock a 25-year mortgage down in half, and it's not that difficult to do. But you have to be diligent. You have to get a little help doing the year-to-year structures and all the different strategies, but it makes a massive difference, and you save a ton of tax, and the best part, 100% legal.
Mind blown, Peter. Wow. Okay, so I know there's a lot to this. What is the 31-day rule? Is that
how long
you have to leave it in there?
The government went at the Supreme Court back in the late 90s from the gentleman who started all this, and they said that the rule came back with, this is legal, except the Supreme Court threw in this little hitch. If you deposit the money against your mortgage, it has to sit on deposit for 31 days before you can pull that money out and then have the interest on that money be tax deductible. But say you didn't have any extra money right now, but you have a line of credit attached to your mortgage. So you have a mortgage, and then you have a line of credit you're not using, which is very common these days with the structures. You can invest that line of credit And right away, the interest on that line of credit is tax deductible. Take the tax savings on that at the end of the year and the refund, put it against your mortgage, and you will shrink that mortgage and that amortization period huge. I did a number for someone today, 27-year amortization.
Yeah.
And we didn't do anything major, and we got that amortization down to 14.
What?
Years. 14 years, and just assuming 5% return, nothing, we're not going, trying to hit a home run here, mm-hmm. 5% return over that same length of time, those 13 years of savings, or 14 years for the house paid off,
yeah,
they will have accumulated $453,000 in RRSP accounts.
Oh my God.
And guess what? They're now debt-free. Because there's other write-offs you get with this. So they multiply. So for every dollar this person was going to spend in interest servicing the debt of that line of credit, they're getting back $3.50 between tax refunds, earnings at 5%, like the whole bit. And they're in a 44% tax bracket. This is one I did today. Well, I've done them for people in 28% tax brackets, and maybe they're getting about, you know, $3 to $2.75 for every dollar they spend in interest. It's mind-blowing that this exists and that more people don't do it.
Peter, when COVID's over, we need to go have a drink. I need to hire you.
As long as you don't show me that payment, you start that mortgage statement, you start crying into it. We're
I know.
Fine.
All right. Hey, listen, you have more information in a podcast, your Money podcast. How do people get that?
Yeah, the Your Money podcast, you can just go on to YouTube, type in Everything Financial Group, the Your Money podcast channel will come up, and you can choose it. And we're going to do a brand new one in a few weeks just regarding this topic because of mentioning it last week. We had a lot of feedback from people who said, I want the full story.
Yeah.
So we're going to give them the full ins and outs of both ways to do this.
Love
in
it.
About a 40-minute podcast later this month, and they'll be able to get it in June.
Peter Soshecki, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Linda. Have a great day.
Talk again. Peter is a registered financial planner, president of the Everything Financial Group. By the way, the COVID numbers just dropped 515 new cases.